to the KRMG Union High School Football Halftime.
Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm, and Redbud Physical Therapy.
Welcome back to Union Tuttle Stadium. We're at the half, and the Redskins, I guess you'd call it a safe lead. It's 63-0 over Southmore. Rick Corey, Jeff Johns, Richard Johns, and, of course, Doc Blevins, who will have our ball boys for his halftime interview. And I know there are parents and grandparents all over Green Country, and aunts and uncles, and tuning in, and I don't blame you. So this game started quickly. Union, on a four-play, 58-yard drive, took the lead on Darius Boone's 17-yard catch. And very quickly, with only 10:24 to go in the first period, we're already up 7-0. They made it 14-0 at 6:49 to go first period with Dillard's 28-yard catch of a laser from Thompson. Then, not long later, another five-play 48-yard drive with Boone's one-yard run out of the Wildcat. That made it 21. Then a 29-yard one-play drive, also still in the first quarter. Shavers, another catch, 29 yards from Thompson, and that made it 28. Then in the second period, Watzbach punt for a touchdown added to it. Boone, a 74-yard catch from Thompson. A.J. Green, a 36-yard catch from Thompson. Spencer Shadle's 3-yard catch was the sixth touchdown pass of the night for Peyton Thompson. And then Jalen Smith's 14-yard run just a few moments ago made it 63-0. And, Jeff, obviously, if you're Union, everything's worked well. You're very, very pleased. You can comfortably rest your ones. And you can get really good work for twos and some threes. And, you know, at the end of the year, and you know this because you've been a senior who was down the depth chart a bit, it's important to those guys to get a chance to run out there.
Absolutely. I'll tell you in a minute about the first time that I ever went out there. And it wasn't pretty for me, but some of these guys may have a better experience. But real quick, I want to say Peyton Thompson. So Scott is 29% so far passing, 2 of 7. Peyton Thompson is 67% on scoring when he throws. 67% of the time tonight, when he throws the ball, it's a touchdown, and he is perfect. So it's a good night for to be Peyton Thompson.
Not a good night for to be Southmore. And if you're in that locker room, it's a difficult place to be. If you're their head coach and you look over there, and you know, these kids are all looking up to their head coach, Jeremy Stark, for guidance. And all he can say is what you said earlier. Play one play at a time. Try to get better the next play. You know, you're playing one of the better teams in the state. Go make yourself happy with how you play in the second half, and then we'll go forward from there. Well, we're going to go forward from here as well. Doc Blevins will be downstairs with our interview next. This is Redskins football leading 63-0 over Southmore on KRMG.
Hi, I'm Jeff with Redbud Physical Therapy, and we're proud partners of the Union Redskins. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that in a recent study, getting PT first helped 60 to 70% of knee osteoarthritis patients avoid surgery? Or that exercise can reduce your risk of recurring low back pain by between 25 and 40%? Visit redbudpt.com to find a location nearest you and schedule your first appointment today.
You know, our Jimmy John's new 9-grain wheat sub has the perfect amount of grain.
Freak, yeah, it does. Any less, it'd be grain lacking. Any more, it'd be obnoxious.
9 grains. It's just so confident. I mean, it says I'm high quality, I'm substantial, I'm flavorful, but I don't have to prove myself to anyone.
This 9-grain wheat sub is practically an inspirational poster.
I want to possess the character and depth of this 9-grain wheat sub.
You guys talking about being that 9-grain wheat sub again?
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
I used to post to job boards that sent me tons of resumes.
Just to find a few people who were right for my job.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply, so I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
We're at half here at Union Tunnel Stadium. Union comfortably leading Southmore 63-0. They will clinch the division title tonight. The district title, pardon me, tonight. You know, one of the things that's really cool at Union is kids come into this and they call them Union lifers. It happens at Jinx, too. They call them Jinx lifers. But those kids begin by playing peewee football and many other things. One of the things that many of these kids do is they become ball boys. Doc Blevins, who's been at Union for about 130 years, right, Doc? Something like that?
Something like that.
Is down in the field with the Union ball boys, and I think this is really cool. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, I do have the ball boys, and this is something we've done before. And these guys started, that I'm getting ready to talk to, a little bit younger than some of them do. But we have two guys you will recognize if you're a Union person, these last names. First of all, we have John Thomas Frederick, but he goes by JT. And we have Jack Federline. And he's actually John Federline Jr., and many people know his dad is one of our administrators. I have known JT's dad since he was a freshman at the University of Tulsa. And I have known Jack's dad. He was one of my FCA kids at Union. He graduated in 88, and that makes me feel really old, but it's kind of fun to talk to these guys. And first of all, did you kind of look forward, JT, to being a ball boy? Is that something you were thinking about and waiting for your dad to say it was okay?
Yes, sir. I just couldn't wait for it because I always saw my brother and the other coach's kids doing it, and it looked really fun, so I was waiting for it.
Now, Jack, is this something you thought about growing up, or did it kind of they just surprise you with it?
It caught me by surprise. My mom said one night, JT wants you to be ball boy, and I said I'll think about it. I slept on it, and I thought it sounded really fun, so I'm here now.
We're going to talk about what ball boys do, but first of all, tell them, what football team do you play on right now, JT, and how are you all doing?
I play on Union Silver 6th grade, and we are 5-2 right now, and we're headed toward the playoffs.
Headed for the playoffs. And now, does your dad help coach that team?
Yes, sir.
I know when Josh was playing, he was on the sidelines, and he wasn't one of the coaches, but every once in a while he'd huddle the coaches and tell them what he needed to do because he wanted them to win. So, and Jack, which team are you on?
Union Red, 6th grade. We are 3-4. We're not headed towards the playoffs.
Well, that's all right. You're all going to be on one team in two more years. In 7th grade, you still got UFA. Then you come together, and that's a neat thing because all you guys have been playing against each other. You get to play together, and that's neat. Now, do you all know the history of ball boys here?
I know most of them.
Well, you have the head coach at Adams State University, Josh Blankenship, was a ball boy. I remember that. And also the offensive coordinator at West Virginia, Jake Spavital, Luke Snyder from our staff here. And they've all gone on to be, we haven't had many ball boys that didn't go on to be pretty successful. Now, I want to talk about, first of all, do the officials meet with you guys before the game to talk to you about what they expect from you? Does that happen most every week, JT?
Yes, sir, it does.
Is it? Do any of them have different kind of instructions, or is it almost always the same?
Yes, sir, most of them just tell us to stay close to them, but, I mean, some of them tell us to stay in front of them or behind them, and there's just all sorts of rules at different places.
And, Jack, I'm going to ask you this. You all were ball boys against Owosso here that night. It was raining and so miserable. How much harder it is to do your job when you're trying, you're having, you all have to, if there, you have to put a fresh ball in every play.
We actually have to keep a towel over it, and the towel, it's still, the ball still is wet. So we have a huge box of balls, and we have to give it to the ref every so often.
So you're having to run back and forth and get balls and get them out there. You're probably good, JT. That's probably good to get that game over with.
Yes, sir.
Now, can I tell you my favorite JT memory, and then we're going to go to something else. And that is when you were little, after the game, I would get over with your dad getting ready to do the interview, and here you would come, and you looked up at your dad like he was like the most important guy in the world, and you were so proud of him. And that's something your dad and I still talk about because how special that was. I've used that as an illustration about what our attitude should be for the Lord, you know, just that kind of adoration. But you guys have a really good relationship, don't you?
Yes, sir, we really do.
And Jack, you and your dad get along real well, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When the referee's telling you what you need to do, does he... each of them have their own way of wanting you to get the ball into them, or is it pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same between most of them.
Usually they just clap for the ball whenever we're going from defense to offense and JT passes that ball. And whenever there's a long incomplete pass, then I have to throw it to them. But there hasn't been any incomplete passes tonight, so I haven't had to do much. I'm proud of Union.
Oh yeah, they're doing a really good game. Good job tonight. Now you've been doing it how many years?
This is my fourth year.
Have you been run over at any point in time on the sideline?
I have been once in the BA game last year on ESPN. Kevin was running this way, and he kind of like ran over us, and me and Jack both fell into the Geico sign.
Okay, did it hurt?
Yes, sir. I cut my ear pretty bad.
Did you finish the game?
Yes, sir.
Did Dan take care of your ear first?
No, sir. I just walked it off.
Now, how many times have I told you you don't have to call me sir? You can call me Doc. Sir was my dad.
A lot, Doc.
And what's your answer every time I say that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and have you been run over other than that one time?
Yes, by the players. CJ caught one ball, and he was just running towards me. He's so tall, he's just looking forward. I got trucked by CJ.
Well, I average getting rolled over about once a year, but I've gotten better at staying out of the way. You've seen it, okay? You know. All right, now I want to talk about this. You guys have goals in your life, things that you want to do. And like I said, most of our ball boys have gone on to be very successful in the things that they do, so you're in a good kind of a lineage there. Right now, JT, you don't have to know yet, but if you're kind of dreaming of where you want to be and what you want to do for your life, I want you to tell me that. But first of all, I want to remind people you're listening to Union Redskin Football on KRMG. Union is up by the score of 63-0. That is actually the score at halftime here. What do you see yourself doing in the future?
Really, I just want to play for Union High School football, first of all, and graduate here. And I'm thinking if I go to college, which I am going to college, I think. Yes, sir. I'm thinking of maybe going to Michigan State or like OU or TU, stay here a little close, or either Michigan State.
Now, are you wanting to play football there?
Yes, sir.
They're pretty good. Now, what makes you interested in Michigan State? That's interesting.
Okay, so one year, ball picks with our family. I was maybe 7 or 6 years old, and I didn't really know much about all the teams, so I just wrote down random things. And Michigan State was the underdogs in one of the bowl games, and I was the only one in my family to pick them, and I picked them for a lot of points, and they ended up winning, and so I started liking them ever since.
Oh, yeah, they paid off for you, so you liked them. That's good. What about you, Jack? What do you see in the future?
I want to be involved in either or sports, football or basketball, because it would be hard to do both, of course. And for college, I want to stay close. I want to go to TU. And for a career, if sports doesn't exactly work out, I want to be an engineer, like a reasonable career.
That's a good ambition. And also remember that your sports careers end at some point or other. You still got to have something else you can do, and so keep that education in mind there. But that sounds like a good ambition too. Now, were you old enough to remember, Jack, when your dad was basketball coach at Bixby?
Yes, sir. He tells me a lot about that, and like memories that he had and coaches when he. I think he coached at Union for like a little bit. He was involved with that. He said that Bixby was really good.
Okay, now, what is it about Union football? Now, you've been out around it a lot. You've grown up with it. But what's something that you cannot wait till your day comes that you can do as a Union football player?
I just can't wait to just score on this field and hear the fight song play and just everyone cheering, and I just can't wait for that.
How about you, Jack?
Whenever you get on the field, it's showtime. You play your best, and in order to do that, you need to play your best in practice so you can play your best in the game.
Spoken like a coach's son, absolutely. Hey, and what about running out the teepee? Is that something you dreamed of?
Yes, sir. I mean, I run out the teepee pretty much every game as a ball boy, but I just can't wait to have helmet and pads on and just run out like a player and feel big and stuff.
Well, that day will come not too long. You're 12 now, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're in sixth grade. I'm not one to think about you driving in 4 years, okay? But that day will come. Josh drives now, doesn't he? So, does he drive you around now?
Yes, sir, he does.
And Jack, same thing with – I know what I wanted to ask you, and that is what am I trying to say here now? It was right on my mind. Your basketball playing, now that is not a school sport yet, is it? That's just intramural?
Yes, sir. Eighth grade is when we get to school ball. And right now, he plays intramurals, and I play on an AAU team.
And who is coaching now your UFA team?
Somebody named Paquette, Coach Paquette.
You like him?
Yes.
He's probably listening. Okay. And who coaches your team?
This woman named Coach G.
Okay. Now, JT, you are multi-talented. I've seen videos of you dancing, and you sing, and you do skits and plays. You act. I've seen all of that. Do you see yourself pursuing some fine arts things along with being an athlete?
I really do not see myself as dancing or anything, but if it had to be anything, I would just love to. I love drawing and sketching and stuff, so if that happened, I would be pretty fun.
Is there anything you don't have talent in?
Lots of stuff, actually. I'm just glad God made me this way.
Well, that's good. That's good. Do you have any extra talents we don't know about?
Photography. I enter reflections every year, and I always place like third to first. Sometimes go to state, and I'm proud of that.
Well, it's good to be talented a lot of things and develop all your talents. They were given to you for a purpose, and develop those. Well, what do you think? We going to pull it out tonight?
I'm almost sure we're going to pull it out. I just hope that we get above 100. That's all I'm hoping for.
Well, and we've clinched a district so far, so we're good.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you for being with us at halftime. You are listening to... We have been with J.T. Frederick and Jack Federline, and we've had a good interview here tonight. And keep up the good work as ball boys, and looking forward to seeing you play for the Redskins. And you're listening to Union Football on KRMG.
Thanks very much, Doc Blevins. I appreciate it. Always a terrific time with Doc, and it's great to hear those kids who are so rooted in what happens here. And, again, it happens, too, at Broken Arrow, and it happens at Jinx, and it happens at Owosso, and it's one of the things that really make these programs so special, and it's one of the things I think, honestly, they're missing in Oklahoma City, and that's one of the reasons they just don't have the same kind of thing. These kids grow up wanting to be in these programs and be a part of it in any way they possibly can. We're at the half. Union leads 63-0 over Southmore. Come back with our halftime stats in a moment. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634. Or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Rick Corey from my friends at Ferguson Subaru. The 2019 Subaru Foresters have arrived, and they are loaded with more safety. Now, let's face it, there's a lot of distractions when you're driving these days. And the all-new 2019 Forester is equipped with safety features like blind spot detection, eyesight driver assist, and my favorite, the rear vision camera, which helps me avoid hitting things when I'm backing up. Plus, Subaru combines the technology of Apple CarPlay and Android Auto with an available 8-inch touchscreen. And all Subaru Foresters come standard equipped, which means you don't have to pay extra for Subaru's legendary road-gripping symmetrical all-wheel drive system, and no other car on the planet has it. Stop by Ferguson today and see the all-new 2019 Forester. Or, if you're looking for big savings, get $750 trade assistance on any remaining 2018 Foresters. Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the BA at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro. Or find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
We got what you're looking for.
Win tickets to see Grammy Award winner Stevie Wonder at the Joint at the Hard Rock. Text WONDER to 95920 and you're entered to win a pair of tickets to see Stevie Wonder at the Joint November 2nd or 3rd.
Standard text rates may apply.
Start your morning off the right way with the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update, driven by Primo Mitsubishi in Bixby. Listen live during the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter every weekday morning at 7:54 on News 102.3 and AM 740. And come see us at PrimoMitsubishi.com.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Union Tuttle Stadium, Rick Corey, Jeff Johns, Richard Johns, and of course, Doc Levin. 63-0 Union leads here at the half over Southmore. Quick look at the stats here at the half, and you don't have to say much. If you look at total yards, 371 for Union, 41 for Southmore, including five passing yards. They just can't get anything done, Jeff, and the worst problem for these guys is they have to play a second half.
You're right, and I think the second half presents some opportunities for Southmore to grow. They're going to be against a third-string defense, some fourth-string defensive players. They'll get some opportunities to run the ball, to throw around a little bit and see what they can do. Probably play closer to the style of football they've been accustomed to playing through the past few weeks. But it's still going to be difficult. These Union Redskins start some sophomores, some juniors, so there's still seniors that are going to be back in these next couple of strings.
Peyton Thompson, 9 of 9 for 232 yards and a record 6 touchdowns in the first half. Darius Boone, 7 carries, 64 yards. It puts him over 1,000 for the year at 1,037. We'll take our final break. Be back with a kickoff next. 63-0 Union at the half, about to begin this third quarter. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
This is a great time of year for new ideas. And we had an idea that we call the Big 100 Sales Event. You see, when people here in Oklahoma are searching for a pre-owned truck, they automatically think of Jim Norton Chevy and Broken Arrow, because Jim Norton Chevy always has a big selection of over 100 pre-owned trucks available.
Big selection, big savings, big opportunity. It just doesn't get any bigger than the Big 100 Sales Event.
So hurry. Shop over 100 pre-owned work trucks, play trucks, regular cabs, crew cabs, dualies, diesels, and more, all slashed to the bone with our biggest savings of the year.
Plus, at the all-new Jim Norton Chevy in Broken Arrow, you always get a lifetime engine warranty at no extra charge.
Come on, Tulsa, who does all that?
Log on at JimNortonChevy.com for all the details.
Or here's an even better idea. Hurry right now to the all-new Jim Norton Chevy in Broken Arrow and see us in person. Exit 145 off the VA.
Chevy, find new roads.
Jim Norton's.
Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
At Classic Chevrolet, we believe in keeping it simple when it comes to buying a car. Log on to ClassicChevrolet.net. Find the car you want. Message us. Make us an offer. Then find out what your car is worth. Get approved for financing. Come see us. Sign the papers and drive your new car home today. It's that simple. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car. Classic Chevrolet in Owosso, where a handshake matters. Online at ClassicChevrolet.net.